3, 2, 1. Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to this radio program. We're grateful that you're listening today, and we do pray that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. Our services began this morning at 10 o'clock for our Sunday school. We have classes for all ages, and we have excellent teachers. We'd love for you to come, bring your Bibles and your families, and study the Word of God with us today. At 11 o'clock this morning, we begin our preaching service, and you're welcome to come to this service. And then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we meet again for our evening worship. At 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, we have our midweek Bible study. And so you're welcome to come to all these services, and we trust that you will bring your families, your Bibles, make yourself at home, and worship God with us. This morning, we'd like to think about a real sad subject. In the book of Matthew, chapter 19, in verse 20, we find recorded some of the saddest words in the entire Bible. The words are, "What lack I yet?" Let's begin our reading in verse 16. "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is, God. But if that will enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder, and thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If that will be perfect, go and sell all that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions." The saddest words that we read in this scripture is when this young man said, "What lack I yet?" I want you to notice this morning that this young man, and he was a young man, according to the book of Matthew 19, verse 20, the Bible said the young man said. He was a rich man. The book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 23, said that he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He was a ruler. I mean, he was an established person. He had charge of other people. He was religious. And I want you to see that there was something lacking in this man, and not something that someone pointed out, but it was something that he knew in his own heart was wrong. Anyone that would look at this young man would say, "My, that fellow would go to heaven. Look at him. He's a good man. He minds his mother and dad. He is rich. He's influential. Look how nice he's dressed. He's a young man. And you know, he is a ruler, and he understands authority." But according to the Word of God, this man was lost and would die, and probably did die, and is now in hell, because there was something lacking in him. Let me tell you this morning that you can have all the external looks of great achievement, and yet in your soul know that there's something lacking about you. This rich young man, and he was rich, he had everything that heart could wish. But he uttered these words and said, "What lack I yet?" You may be a church member, and yet in your own heart, No, there's something wrong. There's something missing. You may be a worker of good deeds. You may go out of your way to do good things to a lot of good people. And yet you know in your own heart there's something wrong with you. You know when you lay down at night that you're just not right with God. It may be that you have a part in the church that you're a member of. But in your own heart, you know you're just playing at it. When you go into the church services and sing, do you listen to the sound of your voice more than you worship God? When you go into the preaching service and you listen to the man of God who declares the Word of God from the Word of God, does your mind drift? Is there something lacking in you? Are you hungry and nothing seems to satisfy that inner longing? This young man, the Bible said in the book of Mark chapter 10, verse 17, this young man was anxious to find out what he needed. The Bible said that he came running to Jesus. He was anxious to find out. And it may be this morning that you're anxious about your own soul, as this young man was. And he came running. Maybe that's why this morning you've turned on this radio program. Because in your own heart, you're anxious about knowing about yourself. Notice something else. This young man in the book of Luke chapter 10, verse 17, pardon me, in the book of Mark 10, 17, when this man came before the Lord and he came running, the Bible said that he kneeled before Jesus Christ. He bowed the knee. But he didn't bow the heart. The Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And it is true that this man bent his physical knee before God, but he did not bend the knee of his heart. This young man, though he had done all these things and he was anxious to find out, he came running and he kneeled. He was still in his pride and would not turn loose of the things that he had done to accept the things that only Jesus could do for him. This man had a desire for eternal life. He knew that he didn't have it. In his own heart, he knew he was wrong with God. He knew that he was going to die. He knew he had an eternity. He knew that death did not end this life. He knew that there was a God. He knew he would be judged by God, and he desired to be right with Him. And he knew that in this life he could get right. He knew he didn't have to wait till he died to find out. Some people say that you're going to have to wait till you die, and then when you die, God will put all your good deeds on one side, all your bad deeds on the other side. And if your good deeds outweigh the bad deeds, then you go into heaven. Listen, that's not what the Bible said. And this rich young man was a good man. He had done all that was humanly possible for a person to do, and yet he said, "What lack I yet?" And it may be with you this morning. You've done a lot of outward acts. It may be that you go to church. It may be that you sing in the choir. It may be that you lead the choir. It may be that you teach a class. But is your soul right with God? Is that not the thing that really counts? Look with me in the book of Matthew chapter 20 and verse 20. Matthew 19, verse 20, the Bible said, "The young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up." I want you to see that he's consistent and he is persistent. But he is lost. He tries. He works. He's worked at it ever since he knew there was a God. But he's lost. Works did not satisfy him. Within his heart, there was an emptiness. There was a vacantness, a vacuum, that all of his good works had not filled. And he knew that when he stood before God, he would be found guilty. And so Jesus gave him the answer. And I want to tell you this morning, I'm going to give you the answer from the Word of God. If you have a deep longing in your heart that you know is not being filled, and you know that you're lost, if you know that when you stand before God, He's going to hold you guilty and accountable. Jesus said unto this man in verse 21, "If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." What is Jesus saying to this man? And somebody said, well, he wants him to sell all of his riches. That's like Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was saved before he sold his riches. Jesus is saying to this man, as Zacchaeus understood, riches don't count. You have to stand before God as if you have no riches. You have to stand before God as if you have no good works whatsoever. You have to stand before God with nothing but the barren blackness of your own sinful soul. You've got to stand there just like that. And Jesus is saying to this man, you give up all of that. You give up everything. And you come and stand before me with nothing. Just bring your sins. And he can't go anywhere without bringing them, can he? Because everywhere he goes, he takes his sins with him. So the way that a person finds salvation is when he empties himself of everything that he has. All of his good works, all of his church going, all of his preaching, all of his teaching, all of his singing, all of his money giving. And comes before God and says, Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy upon me. Like the publican, we have nothing at all. The Bible said in verse 22, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He wasn't willing to give up what he had to possess those things that God had for him. I want to ask you this morning, if you're lost, are you willing to give up what you've earned? Are you willing to give up your possessions? Are you willing to give up your pride? Are you willing to give up your good works? And come and follow Jesus? Are you willing to stop following yourself? Following your ideas, your plans, your mind? Are you willing to give up all of that and serve Jesus Christ? I mean, serve Him, not serve yourself through the works that you do. And so, are you willing? This young man, as far as we know, was never saved. What about you? Will you come to the place of listening to the Word of God and go away with sadness because you don't want to give up the things that you have already? If you're lost, if you're without Jesus Christ today, it is our fervent and our earnest prayer and plea that you might find Christ precious to your own soul, that you might come to know that all the things that you have in this world are nothing and less than nothing and will be burned up one of these days. If we can help you with your salvation, call us. Let us know. Independence Baptist Church, Forestdale, Missouri. We'll be glad to talk with you concerning your salvation or any spiritual problem we can help you with. We see that our time has slipped away from us. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.